Double Axel is going to play the last show of the Madredam Music Series. It's next Wednesday, 6 p.m. at the Municipal Park. We're revisiting part of an interview I did with them from when they celebrated 50 years as a band a few years ago. Enjoy. Okay, favorite bar in Potsdam that you ever played at?
Oh, boy. There were many of them. I say were. Probably Frank's Bar, I remember
Frank's
pretty clearly.
Bar, yeah.
That was like a hub for us at the beginning. And there were a few more in there around, and I can't even remember their names, half of them.
I'd say Cousin Dave was pretty instrumental for some of the
stuff. Yes, there's another one, yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Now, Frank's New Bar is where Whiskey One or Ted's Treads, or I don't even know what's there now.
Yeah.
I think we've had probably the most fun at Maxfield's, no doubt.
I would say, I know when I talk to a lot of people about the good old days when they see me, like I ran into somebody last night at a party, and a lot of people talk about this bar on Maple Street called the Boiler Room. And that was a unique place. We played there quite a bit, and it was probably the coolest nights were a traditional thing where the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Busiest night of the year.
Everybody's home from school.
Yeah. Yep.
Everybody wants to meet and greet, go out. They can stay out late. If they don't feel that good the next morning, all they have to do is sit around and then eat and then fall asleep.
Yeah.
And it was always a mob scene. And anybody who was anybody was there.
Yeah.
And it was a great setup because the band was like in this lower level or the dance floor is, but the upper level had a big open thing. So everybody could see down where the dancing and the band was. You could hear it, but you weren't getting blasted by it. You had the social area, but you were still involved with the music and the dancing. And it was kind of a cool setup. I just remember that as being another staple thing that we did.
Yeah.
Actually, for me, all the places that we played here in town, I think every one of them had their moment of being like the place to be. At that particular time.
Yeah. They all had some charm.
There was a robust bar scene, right, in the 70s and 80s, much more than there is now.
Well, when we started playing, the drinking age was 18, you know, so that was quite different.
Yeah. All right, one last question for you all. Alex, we'll start with you. Give me a favorite memory, and I know this is a tough one because there are probably many of them, but is there something that always sticks in your mind or...
The favorite one that I can tell you about on the radio.
Preferably make it family friendly.
Yeah. I'd have to think about that for a minute.
All right. Rob, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I'll...
Favorite memory?
Oh, gosh, yeah. That would have been a good one that if you gave us a little heads up. By the way, we're going to ask this question.
Sorry.
So you can think about it for a second. So as we're doing this, maybe Frank, in his awesome wisdom, will have something that's going to come up. Spur some ideas for us.
Frank, do you remember having a favorite memory or something that you were really fond of?
Well, I don't know if I was fond of it when we got the call that the bumper fell off our truck.
Yeah, that was a good one. And of course, I always got the phone calls, you know. So we just made the turn towards Route 81 and the bumper fell off the truck.
And this had all your equipment in
it? Oh,
yeah.
And they're on their way. The road crew is on their way to Ithaca. So it's a long way from Watertown to Ithaca. And fortunately, the bumper was expendable and picked it up on the way home, I think. I'd have to say some of the road trips that we made were highlighted memories. You know, I guess our biggest claim to fame was that we played for the 1980 Olympics in Lake Placid. We played a closing party for all the athletes that were involved in it, and we set our gear up on the Lucy rink and played for a couple hours for all of the, you know, and that was a huge Olympic, you know.
No, I would imagine that as a special memory for sure.
Yeah. Yep. They had to smuggle us in a van.
Yeah, and it was
really pretty cool. Yeah.
I think for me, I think anytime we always had good shows for the most part, and some might be a lot better than others, but I think the one that we did in recent years was when we got invited to play with the Todd Hoban Band at Turning Stone Casino what do they call it, the casino stage there.
Yeah.
And it was a full setup, you know, the full lighting, big stage, road, you know, it was really, you felt like you were in the pros.
I was going to say, that's a big arena. Yeah.
So that was a pretty cool show. And then we did with the finale, you know, we opened up, Todd Hoban came on after us. Then we had a closing party where we all played together with some other friends that that were happened to be there from our era. And I look at the picture of that, I go, wow, that was a pretty cool thing. We had many of our fans, local fans, showed up to that, plus the Hoban fans. So it was a really...
It was cool.
That was a pretty cool thing. Now, was it better than some of the other ones? Maybe not, but that one stands out. It was like
I felt like we were the Beatles.
Yeah. You know,
we had a dressing room and catered, and like it was crazy.
Yeah.
Not anything like we're used to.
Do you still have groupies that follow you that you can remember from back in the day?
We have a lot of friends that follow us.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. And they come from all over, especially on the alumni weekend, summer festival times. It's always pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on 50 years.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Double Axel celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. Double Axel is Alex Vangelo, Rob Zollner, and Frank Johns. Little bit of a trip down memory lane with an interview I did a few years ago with Double Axel when they were celebrating 50 years as a band. They're going to play the last show of the Madridam Music Series. It's next Wednesday, 6 p.m. at the Municipal Park. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow on Community Connection.